When it's game day, you don't want to mess around. You want to sound smart. Smarter than your coworkers. Smarter than your buddies. Most importantly, smarter than your spouse. Bringing technically awesome college football analysis direct from the heart of the SEC, your host, sports analyst, SEC blogger, and football fanatic, Shirley Winners. Exclusively on RollTideWarEagle.com. So listen up to sound smarter than everybody. It starts here.
Hi, welcome, and thank you for joining Shirley's Picks. We're focused on number 3 Alabama, who faces an unranked Florida Gators this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Central Time in Bryant-Denny Stadium, Tuscaloosa. Both teams come in to this game undefeated, with Florida having completed only 2 games. You may recall their season opener was canceled due to lightning and never rescheduled. Alabama's completed 3 games, although leaving the Florida Atlantic game with over 7 minutes left on the clock, also due to lightning. Now, I love stats, and I love college football. So real quick, we'll consider some big picture numbers and points. Gators are averaging 50 points a game and Alabama 42. Alabama, I believe, would have more points if it were not for the contest at quarterback. Florida is allowing 15 points a game to Alabama's 11.7. Florida was involved in a triple overtime, kind of crazy, and it skewed the numbers a bit. Really, I think the data is pretty ridiculous to be talking about when we're averaging 2 games, and there just isn't really enough to pass judgment. But let's look overall at these two teams for just a minute. Last year, Alabama undefeated until they lost in the Iron Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. Last year, the Gators only won 4 games, and that included 3 conference games, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Arkansas. Alabama sent 8 into the NFL, including 5 juniors who left early into the draft, and Florida had 4 go into the NFL, including a first-round defensive tackle. So who replaces these guys? How are these two teams doing on recruiting right now, or in the past few years, and the guys that are playing on the team now? In 2012, Alabama number 1 in recruiting, Florida 3. In 2013, Alabama was number 1 in recruiting, and Florida was 4. In 2014, Alabama was number 1 in recruiting, and Florida 8. And I know it has no bearing on the pick today, but I did find it interesting that Florida is not ranked in recruiting right now in the top 25. And of course, Alabama, number 1 in recruiting. All right, let's look at what they've done this year. Alabama is 4th in the country on offense and 4th on defense. The only other team ranked in the top 5 for offense and defense both is Florida State University, the Noles. Alabama has the number 1 wide receiver in the country, Amari Cooper, with 33 catches. And he's not the only target Blake Sims has to throw to, because he also has Christian Jones and DeAndre White. And that's when he's not handing it off to the best group of running backs in the country. By the numbers, Alabama has the edge over Florida on third down conversions. Alabama's 3rd in the SEC, and Florida nearly at the bottom of the conference in third down conversions. I like looking at third down conversions when predicting games. I think it's a really important stat for winning football games. So, does Florida's Will Muschamp have an answer for this powerful Alabama offense? Yes, he might. Enter Gators defensive back Vernon Hargraves, who might be the best corner in the SEC, if not in the country. And he's 1st at 2.5 passes defended per game on average. Of course, we're averaging 2 games. But he is the number 1 defensive player in the SEC for breaking up the pass. Could be a problem for the Tide this weekend. Both teams do well defending the run, with Florida having the slight edge on defending the pass. If there's an opening for Florida, it would be in their passing game. Junior Florida quarterback Jeff Driscoll missed most of the season last year with a leg injury. He's a good quarterback, and he has his favorite target, DeMarcus Robinson. And Robinson's also breaking school records at Florida this season. But Alabama is off to a better start this year, putting more pressure on quarterbacks and getting more sacks than they did last year. And this is ultimately what will determine the game: Alabama's defense in the trenches against the other team's quarterback and their offensive line. Does that sound familiar to anybody on an Alabama strategy? Alabama leads the Florida series 22-14 and has 3 game winning streak on the Gators right now. And the last time they met was 2010. Okay, let's talk about the games they've played this year. The Gators shut out Eastern Michigan 65-0. And this is a team who also could not find the end zone against Old Dominion. So I really didn't learn much from looking at that game. So that leaves us with an SEC opponent, Kentucky Wildcats, who Florida finally put away in three overtimes. The score ended up being 36-30, but to me, the regulation tie score of 20-all is very telling. Florida, did you really need three overtimes and help from the refs allowing a play after the clock ran out in the third overtime to beat Kentucky? Yes, Kentucky, which may be improved, but still bottom of the SEC. And yes, they have a Stoops as head coach, but hey guys, it's not Bob Stoops. Dig deeper into the Kentucky roster and you'll see they went into the Florida game undefeated. But before you gasp, Kentucky was undefeated. Look at who they played. Kentucky beat Tennessee Martin 59-14, who was 1-2 on the season. All right, listen closely for a minute. Kentucky defense allowed 14 points on Tennessee Martin. That's only 6 points less than Florida scored on Kentucky in regulation time. Did you just go, That's right. Florida's offense only produced 6 more points on Kentucky's defense than Tennessee Martin was able to do. Then there's Kentucky's victory over Ohio with a score of 20-3. Did you notice now that Ohio's defense allowed Kentucky to score the same number of points that Florida's defense allowed Kentucky to score? Yeah, me too. This is the Ohio team that squeaked by Kent State 17-14, a Kent State team that has not won a game in a 0-3. So Kentucky only scored 6 points more on Ohio than Kent State did. I'm just saying it doesn't make the Florida defense look very good to me. My conclusion is that the Florida-Kentucky game gave us the unveiling of, the bottom of the SEC, excluding Vanderbilt, who may live there for a while. What has Alabama done so far? Alabama has tinkered on offense with what feels to me like a never-ending quarterback contest. And Coach Saban is doing the same on defense, but it's just not as evident to spectators. Like leaving DePriest out for part of the game to see who steps up to leadership roles and stuff like that. In the Georgia Dome season opener, Alabama beat West Virginia 33-23. West Virginia continues on to beat Townsend 54-0 and Maryland 40-37. We'll know more about West Virginia when the Sooners come to their house this Saturday, September 20th on Fox. Maryland was undefeated 2-0 going into the West Virginia game, and they scored more points on West Virginia than Alabama did. In fact, the Terrapins scored fewer points on South Florida than they did on West Virginia, which is kind of making Alabama's offense look unproductive. But we do know that there has been this never-ending contest at quarterback between Sims and Coker and a lot of tinkering going on at the Tide team. Then Alabama played Florida Atlantic and won 41-0 in 3.5 quarters because, remember, the lightning thing at the end. That team also lost to Nebraska 55-7 and beat Tulsa 50-21. I really did not learn very much from looking at that. Southern Miss 52-0, no touchdowns scored on Alabama, went on to lose to Mississippi State 49-0 and beat Alcorn State 26-0. All right, here you go, drum roll please. Alabama 41, Florida 13. Thank you for joining us for this week's special edition of Shirley's Picks. And remember, Shirley's Picks are always free because no one will pay for them. RollTideWarrior.com, y'all.